So we have a guest speaker here today. I'm going to introduce him here in a second. But a little background on our speaker here before we start. Steve Dingus from Kowski.
This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
This episode 169 is supported by listeners like you. Coming up on this week's show, we welcome in the new year of 2016 and we'll give you a best of segment from a few of my most popular talks given at conferences and universities. Best of Dan Talks is coming up next.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
You're listening to the Special Chronicles Podcast. This is the show where we're podcasting disability or deaf ability stories from the insider's perspective, and we are giving a voice to people with special needs. Everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Special Chronicles Podcast. My name is Daniel, and I'm your host. And today, this week, as we bring in the new year of 2016, we bring you a very special episode in which we bring you a few selected segments, best of, if you will, of a couple of my most popular talks that I've given at a conference, that I've given at a university, and so that's what you can hear in this entire episode today. But before we do, I want to let you know that this episode is brought to you by listeners like you. If you want to help to support us, go on to specialchronicles.com, click on donate, that's specialchronicles.com, and click on donate, and you can help us today. And this episode is also sponsored by Flocknote. They have simple email newsletters and lists for your simple email newsletters and text messaging for your groups or organizations. You can head over to Flocknote.com to find out more information and to sign up. And we thank them so much for the generous support of Special Chronicles. So that's a quick little sponsor mention for today's special episode. And we will be back next week with some more exciting new content for you. But I thought we could kind of wing in the new year. And if you want to book me to speak, head on over to specialchronicles.com/speaking. That's specialchronicles.com/speaking, and you can find out more on all the details, more information, all the details to book me to come speak to you at your conference or school or university, and I will be happy to come speak to your group. So that's where you can kind of head on over to specialchronicles.com/speaking to find out more information about my speaking. And on that note, why don't we go ahead and get started and hear our best of segments of a couple of my most popular talks right here on Special Chronicles Podcast Show on specialchronicles.com. Let's take a listen.
You're listening to Special Talks, a podcast from specialchronicles.com that features inspirational, informative, and empowering talks.
People have me here today. My name is Daniel Bukowski, and I'm the founder of Special Chronicles. And our mission is to give respect and a voice to all of us people with special needs. So today I'll be talking about both my backstory of I'm growing up with LD and overcoming obstacles, and how because of growing up with LD that ultimately led to the vision and the mission that I founded at Special Chronicles. Plus, I'll share with you a few audio samples of people that I've interviewed with various disabilities from LD to autism.
Some samples and a couple behind-the-scenes stories of when I covered our Special Olympics World Games that happened this past summer at the end of July in Los Angeles. There were over 160 countries there this past summer. How many of you guys saw any of it either on Special Chronicles or on ESPN? Some of you, maybe? When I was there covering it, I was producing the number one update podcast for the World Games, or about the World Games. So that's kind of one of the ways of how we're pioneering when it comes to special needs and advocating for our voices and stories.
And I recently discovered that communication is my biggest passion, but it's also my biggest struggle. So this all started with my backstory. I was born in Long Beach, California, and I was born 3 1/3 months premature. I weighed 2 pounds, but I drastically dropped down to less than a pound, as you can see here. Due to being born premature, I was diagnosed with learning disabilities and a severe language or speech disorder. According to one of my special ed case managers, Ms. Holy, who you'll see her in a few minutes, she told me, according to my IEP, that LD is my primary disability, and then speech and language is my secondary disability, along with a lot of cognitive issues. So I was in the hospital for 3 months with a lot of medical and developmental challenges. My doctors had told my parents and myself, even though I was much shorter than I am today, to take it each day at a time and to never give up. Once I arrived home, we took it each day to determine what I needed based on my challenges and obstacles to grow and to be healthy. My parents showed me how to believe and to just to try my best each day and to never let anything, to never let any challenge or obstacle to get in my way. So that's how I began to overcome these challenges. I've had a lot of developmental therapies growing up, from sign language when I was very young, and some other motor skills therapies when I was really little to help with overcoming the challenges and the obstacles that I had. At the age of 4, we moved to the west suburbs of Chicago, where we continue to reside today. And it's a lot of challenges of being in a new city and a new place, but with my LD and language challenges, there was extra that I've had to deal with. So my very early school was at our local parish school, as you can see on the left here, with my sister who doesn't have LD. And there was a lot of new challenges here because they didn't have a special ed program at that school. So it took me longer to write, longer to speak, and to play sports. The Catholic school wasn't able to provide the extra time and the extra special ed support that I needed. So in the third grade, my teacher had talked to my parents and had said about the challenges that I had. And so then we went to the public school where they had a special ed program, and they were able to give me the services that I needed. And so then I transitioned to fourth and fifth and to middle school, and that's where I met one of my case managers, Ms. Holy, who you see in the picture on the right here. And after I had finished school, I went back and I actually talked. I recorded a conversation with her to kind of loan my backstory of being in special ed, and that and we found on episode 117 of Special Chronicles that you can find on specialchronicles.com, and that's in one of the flyers that you received. The website is on there, and you can find a whole conversation if you just do a search for SCP-117. You can listen to a conversation with Ms. Holy and learn more of that backstory that of going through special ed. So once I was in the special ed program and received the IEP, I was able to learn better and to succeed at a pace that was better for me to learn. And my special ed teachers had given me what I would like to call a toolbox of tools to be able to self-advocate for myself. One of these tools that they gave me was called touch points, where they taught me how to put dots on the numbers. So if it's a number one, you put one dot. If it's two, there would be two dots on there, and that was a really useful tool that helped me with being able to count and to. It really helped me with the numbers, since that was a big big challenge for me growing up. So that was one really useful tool. Another tool in the I guess you would say it's a virtual toolbox. It's not really a physical toolbox, but another tool is with assistive technology where they helped me with tools in comprehending what I'm reading, as well as processing information such as books on tape. I guess now you don't want to use tape, but books on, they show me how to use that tool to be able to read. And another one of my special ed teachers had taught me how to use loud print books, so it would be easier to read. And so I took all these tools that my special ed teachers growing up in high school and the middle school to be able to self-advocate for myself when I went to college just down the street from where we are today at Roosevelt University. And in their disability services office, I was able to go there and receive the LD support there and be able to receive the accommodations that I needed, such as extra time on tests and to test in a separate room. And then we also met 2 days a week just to go over difficult concepts that was being taught in class. And so that the LD support services office there was really beneficial. I'm going up through 4.5 years of college. People may not see me as having an intellectual disability, and in helping to understand the disability labels that I was diagnosed with at Roosevelt in the Disability Services Office, the director of the office had talked to me and helping me to understand more of the disability labels that I was diagnosed with. And he had told me there's a difference between invisible and visible disabilities. Well, invisible disabilities is like LD or autism or ADHD, and then visible is more things that people can see on the forefront, like a speech or language disorder, Down syndrome, or CP. And then I was able to graduate in 4.5 years from college. I also started to compete in sports in Special Olympics. And when I first started, I thought that I may not be that good because it took me longer to catch the ball. It took me longer to swim and to run. So once I started competing in Special Olympics, and one of my case managers, Ms. Holy, who you saw her just a few minutes ago, she had told me about Special Olympics and how beneficial it would be to compete. And so I first started competing in swimming, which I still compete in today, and I've participated in the past in basketball as well. And so once I realized that I was able to compete in sports, it's what our Special Olympics athlete oath is, which is let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt. And that Wade helped to who participated in Special Olympics. It has helped to transform my life and also to meet other people in Special Olympics. My success competing in sports in Special Olympics has led me also to become a global messenger or a spokesperson for Special Olympics. And this has, through speaking for Special Olympics, this has led me to tell people about the importance of Special Olympics and how they help to transform the lives of all of us people with disabilities who compete. And this also led to the beginning of when I first started Special Chronicles. I began in November of 2008, and shortly after that, when I became a global messenger, I recorded the audio of the speeches that I was given, and I was putting that up online as a podcast, as an online radio program. And so I would put a mic on me like I have today, and I would record that. And then I also, in addition to recording the audio of the speeches that I was given, I would talk to my friends and interview my friends who also had disabilities, and I would put those interviews up in addition to the audio of the speeches that I was given, and I hold feedback from listeners across the globe that they were interested in hearing our stories of our abilities, of what we're able to accomplish, instead of focusing on what we are not able to do. So I began in November of 2008 doing my first semester of college, just doing this as a hobby, as a way to practice my skills in interviewing and practice talking about our stories and interests in photography and life and talking with my friends. And so the mission at Special Chronicles that I found in it, it's evolved since when I first started. A podcast in a message of respect, and it's evolved into where we are today with being able to give a voice to people with special needs. When we started and I was putting the audio up of the speeches that I was given and putting the audio of my story up, it first started with just this as a platform for my voice, but it's now in talking with other people who also have disabilities, it's led to a platform for all of our voices to be heard. So podcasting disability stories from an insider's perspective is where the advocacy comes in, because it's a way for us to advocate for ourselves. It's a way for us to advocate for our rights and for people to really heal what it's like to live with the challenges that we have, and also for us to share about our abilities of what we're able to accomplish. I've heard from listeners across the globe through email, on social media, and even face-to-face, and I've heard from listeners that these are the stories that people want to hear. People want to hear about our stories of our abilities of what we're able to accomplish.
Once I started to become a global messenger speaker for Special Olympics and showing people my story throughout different types of groups, the conferences, events, schools, that then kind of developed of how Special Olympics has been able to transform my life has developed that, in addition to my backstory, has developed into how I've come to found Special Chronicles, which, as Dr. Yoon said, Special Chronicles is a pioneer and nonprofit new media company, which we give respect and voice to people with special needs. And as if you listen to any of our episodes, I say at the top of beginning of each episode that we're giving a voice to people with special needs, and we're podcasting disability or diff-ability stories from an insider's perspective. So what I mean by diff-ability is different abilities. It's just another word, I guess you could say politically correct word, but it's more of a accepting and inclusive word instead of saying disability. So that's basic mission and vision of Special Chronicles. And this year, as I said, November, we're celebrating 7 years that I've been podcasting and doing this new media work here at Special Chronicles. And specialchronicles.com is the website. And at the end, when I'm done, I'll give you all a flyer for Special Chronicles that has a website as well as our social media links that you could follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. All that stuff is listed there. And there was one other note that I have, but I will... So we've also been able to kind of, our guests who come on our shows and participate, who have special needs, have really been able, including myself, have been able to really learn and practice a bunch of skills that we're able to apply to both other jobs as well as our daily life. So we're able to learn how to produce a show, a radio program. We're able to learn interviewing skills and as well as talking about, I talk about different stories and life and any fun stuff to really kind of showcase the abilities of what we're able to accomplish. So Special Chronicles is this media platform where we're able to have our voices heard. And I started... When I started speaking and started Special Chronicles, I started recording the audio of the speeches. So I would have a microphone on me just like I have today, but it's connected. It's not connected to the speakers that you see here. It's connected to this audio recorder. And so similar to how I'm recording this right now, I will be putting this up later this week on specialchronicles.com so other people can actually log on and either download or listen to the audio of what you guys are hearing today or past talks. So hopefully in the next couple of days, you guys can actually, will be able to log on, and after we're done, we'll take a group picture. And so you can actually log on and actually listen to the entire talk. You won't be able to see the slides. I don't publicize the slides. That's just what you guys get to. That's one of the perks of being here in person. And you're able, and also kind of through speaking, and what I get to in a few moments, I'll show you what you actually see on this flyer is kind of three initiatives that we have on radio or podcasting. I just call it radio because even though podcasting is now more mainstream, there might be some people who might not totally understand what it is, and so that's why I say radio. And then speaking, like what I'm doing today. And then I have a monthly column called Special Voices in the Bugle newspapers, which is in the northwest and southwest suburbs of Chicago. And so the column, kind of what I do through the audio podcasting and videos. I do the same thing, but in a printed column in the newspaper. So these I'll show you again in a few slides from now. But these are the three main initiatives that we have right now. I've got some other ideas for the future that we'll be implementing in the future. But these are the three main areas of Special Chronicles, where we have the media network, the radio, podcasting, speaking, and the column. And I've heard from listeners globally through email. I've heard from listeners on Facebook, our Facebook page, Twitter, and even face-to-face. And these are just a few of the guests that we have. Well, besides the ones myself. But the top heel and the one holding the microphone, well, the both holding the microphone, but Bree, the one on the left there, which I'll show you an audio clip in a little bit, but she has autism, and then my friend Georgia there on the right, she has Down syndrome, and then Maria here is actually a student here at Roosevelt, but she has LD, or learning disabilities, as well. In addition to listening online or reading our content, we're also on iTunes and on Stitcher Radio. We have links on the website, or you can just do a search for Special Chronicles and find us there. I've now got a short kind of video trailer to share with you, and I produced this in Dr. Yoon's media, intro to media production class, I believe, yeah. And my last semester here. So this will kind of give you a little teaser. You're going to see a logo that we have that's going to pop up on the screen. That's an old logo that I don't use anymore. The logo that you see both on this flyer and that you see at the bottom of all the slides is our new logo that we currently use. So this video has some old graphics, but it still has the same mission, the same purpose. So here's the audio. Can you guys see it?
You're listening to the Special Chronicles podcast with your host, Daniel, the show where we talk about respect and the message of the Special Olympics, which is meant to educate and warn others about people with disabilities.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Special Chronicles podcast. My name is Daniel, and I am your host of this podcast.
In this podcast, it's helped to show you how we need to respect all of us with intellectual disability. Now, in this podcast, what I would like to talk about is my special release message, as well as any news that's going on, perhaps Catholic and Christian faith topics, because that's a big important part of my life. I think we kind of find a way to connect that with Special Olympics. And also some feedback that you have in the part of that music.
I encourage you all to change the level of respect. Every one of us deserves respect.
Tim Driver, not the older, more important one, but the younger one that most people don't know.
We think it's so important to recognize the ability of people and celebrate them for who they are, and so we decided to partner with Best Buddies to do a road trip to promote social acceptance.
I decided to stay home with the kids and you know, quit my job at the newspaper, even though I had such great times as a reporter. Being a mother is every bit as difficult, every bit as challenging, every bit as rewarding.
Words are powerful. Hearing the R word makes people with intellectual disabilities and those who love them feel like less valued members of humanity.
And it is that time of the show where we talk about spreading the word to end the word. And through the Apollo podcast, I'm back in the podcast studio at specialchronicles.com.
6 3 0 3 8 4 9 1 3 7. time with Daniel and to see how he navigates through all of his radio equipment here. The podcast is just a joy to listen to. I find the interchange between Daniel and Georgia very exciting. Great to hear about the current topics and to hear about their feelings about Special Olympics and the R word and current events.
I think we lost our listeners. Oh, come on, this is so unfair. Okay, I'm done. Don't stop at this part. I've got time. There's so many. I don't want to stop recording. I'm going to
have to edit this part out. Okay. My soul
goes all
wet. Thank you so much. How many want to be a singer? Maybe an actor?
And that video is also on our YouTube channel as well. So those of us with special needs, we bring a value to humanity and to storytelling. And an important part in advocating for our rights and having our voices heard is just that fact that we bring this value to storytelling and humanity. So people can really understand can understand us, can accept us, and can include us. Our mission has always been the same, but it's evolved into what it is today. So it started, as you kind of heard in some of those video clips, podcasting a message of respect. It's kind of evolved into what it is today with giving respect and a voice to people with special needs. It's a little bit more simple, little one line mission that we have. How I developed the name of Special Chronicles is I was looking in the Thoas for the word special and then chronicles. So special referring to disabilities or special needs, and then I was looking for some type of word kind of meaning like a journal or stories where it's like a kind of, because if you listen back to the outcast, you can kind of hear how, my life has evolved, but then two, other people's stories. Because what it really is about is, yes, I talk about my story and what's going on in my life as well, but really what the program's all about is other people's stories. So you can really learn about other people's stories, and once you hear those stories, then you will accept them as well as other people who may have the same challenges that they may have. And it's unique. There's a unique craft to be able to tell a story through audio. I also do some video, as you'll hear in a little bit, some video clips. But by being able to really focus on audio, people are then able to focus on our stories and able to then focus on our abilities. The format is more of an interview and a talk radio type of a format. And the format of the programs is, and I talk about this in the Special Olympics World Games, actually had a series called Celebrate Abilities, and they had me on as a guest, and I talk about a lot of, in one of those video clips that you can still find on their YouTube channel. I go a little bit more into detail on the format, but to kind of keep things simple right now, the format is we have an introduction, and then we have some type of feature, so like in the intro, I'll say what's coming up on the program. Then we'll have a feature interview, or we'll talk about whatever special needs related topic or topics. Then we'll usually have a sponsor break in the middle of a couple of the segments just to mention our sponsors. And then, and I don't really call it a commercial break, it's more, even though it may appear that way, it's more just to mention our sponsors. And then we usually talk about news. Sometimes we may review any movies or TV shows related to the special needs community. And then we'll talk about what used to be called the Spread the Word to End the World segment is actually now called the Let's Change the Game segment, which I'll get to more at the very end,
this new challenging campaign from Special Olympics and Tribal Media that they just released this past summer. They started this new campaign called Let's Change the Game, meaning to play, loan, accept, and say yes together. So I'll get to a little bit more at the end of what the whole Let's Change the Game segment is about, because it also fits into what we're doing at Special Chronicles. And then we'll usually have some listener feedback, a little tease of what's coming soon. And sometimes if we have permission to play a song, we might play a song at the end. But a lot of times we may not, because a lot of times the interviewers or the guests or whatever, it takes up a little bit too much time in the typically a one-hour format program. When I graduated from Roosevelt Hill, Rob Johnson from CBS2, how many of you guys watch the CBS2 news here in Chicago? You know, 5, 6, or 10 o'clock news with Rob Johnson. No one? Do you guys watch ABC?
Yeah.
No news? ABC? So nobody here watches CBS2? Okay. Well, I've known Rob for many years through my involvement with Special Olympics, but Rob had me as a guest on the Yo Chicago segment when I graduated here at Roosevelt. And I was, he had me on in January of 2013. And then a year after that, I turned the mic around and had Rob in my studio and had him as a guest on my show. So here's a short kind of endorsement video clip from Rob, and then I'll go into sharing with you the 2-minute news clip that Rob did. So here's a short video.
Hi, this is Rob Johnson from CBS2. I just wanted to say that Dan Sprakowski is doing great work with Special Chronicles. I've known him for many years at very special Olympics events, and I also had the good fortune earlier in 2013, earlier this year, to interview him for my segment, Your Chicago, all the great work he did at the Roosevelt University radio station. So I just want to say Dan is doing a great job. He's reaching out and telling stories about people, not with disabilities, but people with ability. And that's the most important thing. So Dan, keep up the good work. And I can't say enough about the great work of Dan Sprakowski and Special Chronicles.
So if you want to listen to Rob's appearance on the show, if you go on to specialchronicles.com/ Rob Johnson, CBS2, all one word, you can find a link to the episode that Rob was on. I want to say it was episode 98, but it could have been 99, or done over 160, so it's hard to keep track of exactly which one Rob was on, but if you go to specialchronicles.com/Rob Johnson, CBS2, you can find a link to the program that he was on Special Chronicles. If you want a list of other appearances, specialchronicles.com/press. But here's a short video clip when I was on CBS2. And then just this past May, Jose Sanders, I know some of you guys said that you listened to ABC7, well, the disability reports on ABC7, I was a guest on there this May of this year, 2015. And so I'll share with you that news clip right after CBS. So we'll first hear the clip from CBS2.
He started off as an engineer several years ago, then he became a Hollywood original music.
Share with you. Fast forward to this year, if I can. Well, I might have to pull that up again. Hold on. ABC 7 May, beginning of May of this year, 2015, and here's that clip from ABC 7.
As we know all too well, getting behind the microphone for a live broadcast can sometimes be a real challenge.
But
especially for you and I.
Yeah, exactly, right? A daily challenge for us. But imagine hosting a show with a speech impediment. Today's disability report, Eyewitness News anchor Jose Sanders introduces us to one local man who is doing just that.
3, 2, 1, and this is Special Chronicles.
And with that, Daniel Skorkowski is on the air with his podcast program. He produces a show called Special Chronicles from his home studio in the Green Park.
Our mission is giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
And this journalism graduate from Roosevelt University certainly knows his audience. All his life, he's battled developmental disabilities.
I was born 3 and a third months of the Korean show, and I weighed less than a pound when I was born.
Although he faced both physical and intellectual challenges, Daniel has never slowed down. Besides getting his degree and starting from the website, he is also an accomplished swimmer, competing in Special Olympic meets all over the country. In the process, he's become a champion for the disability community.
Both my mom and dad, they never came up on me, as well as a lot of my special ed teachers, my family, especially Olympics, never give up and just follow your dreams.
And that's the message he now brings to his listeners in some 85 different countries. Well, interviewed guests as a global ambassador for the Special Olympics.
It doesn't matter if we win or lose. It just matters that we have fun. I'm like, oh, but I have the open to let me win. I cannot win. Let me be great and be attack.
But by any definition of the word, this young journalist can truly be called a winner.
Communication is the basis. Struggle, but it's also my biggest passion.
So for more information, just go to our website, abc7chicago.com. Be sure to click on sections and then disability issues. We'll be right back.
I'm going to ask and tell you, if you want more information, go to specialchronicles.com. Don't go to ABC7. A little plug there. This past summer at the World Games for the Olympics in Los Angeles, when there was over 160 countries there. And speaking of the World Games, last minute I was actually also there with my media credentials, and I was producing the number one update podcast exclusively on Special Chronicles.
where I have interviewed other athletes, I've interviewed staff, volunteers, coaches, a bunch of people there, and I took over 1,000 pictures, a bunch of audio and video, and my assistant, who's a listener and a member of the Knights of Columbus, I stayed at his house, and he has an artificial leg, and he also went along to all the events with me. And this is actually called the Circle of Inclusion, this little circle here, which is part of the logo for the World Games. And all the colors in the Circle of Inclusion is all the colors of the over 160 countries that were there at the World Games. So that's a little bit of trivia for you. And on the back, Dustin was one of the commentators. He's an athlete in Special Olympics as well, but he was doing commentary on ESPN, doing the parade of athletes and all that. And then I also unexpectedly got to hold the Flame of Hope during the final leg of the torch run. So that was fun. In addition to Dan had his GoPro camera, and we got some unbelievably great footage of the torch when it came into the final leg, and it actually went on top of the U.S. Bank Tower in Los Angeles before it came into the Coliseum. And then this is some staff person at Special Olympics International, and I forgot her name, so I have to find that out sometime because I forgot. Don't tell anyone. And we've had over a coverage of the Special Olympics World Games in Los Angeles this past summer, brought in over 1,000 viewers who had tuned into our coverage, with over 50 different posts, with a daily recap audio podcast that I produced every day that we were there, as well as a column in, as well as video clips. Including, so most of the time I stayed at his house, but there was one night, the day before the opening ceremonies, we, since it was really crowded there, we were trying to find a hotel to stay in. And all the hotels in Los Angeles were all booked up. And we finally found a, I didn't say the name of it during the podcast that I recorded there, but since it's now in the past, I can tell you guys it was the Motel 6. And the Motel 6, the Wi-Fi, they gave it to us for free, but they said, well, the Wi-Fi just really was horrible. When you're there as a journalist and you're trying to upload, you know, the audio podcast and some pictures and video, and you're trying to communicate, you know, the stories of what's going on, and you're at a Motel 6, and the Wi-Fi not being that good, kind of brought some extra challenges to that coverage. And I wasn't there competing, but I did get to play, so we had the photo bibs. I didn't bring it with me, but I've got it at my house, but like the bibs that we had to wear if we had cameras. And not this type of camera, but an actual type of camera. So I wasn't competing, but I did get there was a couple of volunteer translators from China and from Italy, and I got to play a little basketball for fun with them. So I had my bib on, and my assistant Dan had took a picture, and I'm holding the basketball up in one hand with both of my hands up, like this, and so that was fun. This was the first time I interviewed some people in a different language, in Italian and French. And I was speaking English, but there was a translator to help. But so that was a little challenging. Up here, this basketball player was from France, and this was totally at random that I interviewed her. But it was after the unified basketball, and I was leaving the we're at the University of Southern California. and I was leaving the basketball venue to go out to the car because Dan was waiting. He had left early, and so he was waiting in the car. And I saw just in the hallway, I saw the basketball team from France, and I just went up to them. Just kind of having a little bit of a hard time understanding me, but I still somewhat managed. And then the whole coach came and luckily understood, and so that was able. And I used the example of, I'm blanking on her name now, but I used the example of Ho in the beginning of the column that I wrote in August about the World Games. So that was neat. And I'm going to play you, in a minute, I'm going to play you an audio clip from the Day Full Recap podcast. So I'm just going to play you the beginning part because there's a little funny clip at the beginning. I actually got to go to the opening ceremonies, which was at the Los Angeles Coliseum, and that was fun because it was so over 160 countries were walking in, and they had a red carpet. The First Lady was there, Jimmy Kimmel was there, Stevie Wonder, a bunch of other well-known and unwell-known people was there as well. But at the Coliseum, it kind of, by accident, so I kind of got misplaced from my assistant because we were trying to find the media gate and kind of got lost amid the big crowd that was in front of the Coliseum. And so I thought he had already passed security, but it ended up being that he didn't. But the one of the security guards kind of let me go through because I thought he went through, but he didn't. So long story short, I didn't have to go through security because they had extra security there because the First Lady was there, but I didn't have to. I kind of ride past security, and the First Lady was there. She was welcoming in everyone at the opening ceremonies. And also at the opening ceremonies, I got to meet some listeners. On my first day there, I went to the Social Impact Summit, and that was kind of young people sharing and learning how they can change their communities through the media. So I wasn't speaking that. I was just there kind of, well, my friend Timbo was in charge of it. But they were part of the first ever cheerleading program at the World Games, and I got to meet Darian and her daughter Joelle. Joelle is also a Special Olympics athlete, and Joelle has Williams syndrome. So it was really neat. They gave me a big hug, and I was so excited to get to meet some listeners in person. With me, my email is daniel@specialchronicles.com. You can email me at any time. In fact, on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, you can follow me, connect with me there. For Special Chronicles, our website, as I said, is specialchronicles.com. You can follow Special Chronicles on Twitter, Special C Podcast. So thank you. Any questions?
Download more podcasts from specialchronicles.com.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
So once again, if you want to send in your feedback to us, feedback@specialchronicles.com. It's feedback@specialchronicles.com, and we're at about the hour mark. So look forward to much more inspiring content coming in the coming weeks. We'll be sitting down with the producers, Matt and Carolina, from the feature-length documentary called Autism and Love. And we'll also be sitting down with Valerie and Sarah from Sarah's Great Day, an online lifestyle show. And much more inspiring content is coming up on the Special Chronicles podcast show. So keep listening, and we look forward to hearing your feedback. So until next week, take care. Oh, and hopefully you'll book me to come speak to your group. SpecialChronicles.com/speak, and it's where you can go. So until next week, we'll see you next week. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Take care, and God bless.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.